Welcome to Aberdeen!
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee, Grand Thunder Dome. I am Tone Dix.
And a baby Tony.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded Wanda.
Today, Tony.
Sensation. I think I just said station.
Sensation.
That man's Brucey Bruce.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Packers play of the week. That was pretty good.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, that's about all I got.
Falcons five star.
We're gonna run.
Falcons five star, baby.
We're gonna run through them all. Wait till we get to a certain game, okay?
Oh yeah.
Fucking. You'll see. Otter, how are we?
Tony, doing pretty fantastic this morning.
Not well said.
This morning.
Yeah. Afternoon.
This morning or now?
This morning. Afternoon. Same thing.
I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Because if you had a bad day, then you wouldn't
bring
be good.
Everybody down.
No, I'm doing fantastic. We have Monday Night Football tonight.
We do have
Monday Night Football, Mitt.
I love football.
Hell yeah.
On paper, it's a good one, too.
It's a doozy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it ever.
Do we do Monday Night Football first or we recap first?
Baseball?
I do think.
If the people are mad, I just want.
I do think people in the comment section were mad about the baseball.
I actually got a baseball pick.
I got a problem with those people.
We'll run the fucking recap.
We will
guide the ship, Tony.
Right. We will recap the weekend and then we will do picks. That's right. Stick around.
Oh.
We'll recap and we'll do picks, starting with Monday Night Football, and then we will do baseball.
Carry on.
Okay. Yeah. Are we still on international break for footy?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
When are we back?
Good.
I mean, Inter Miami won without Messi.
Good to know. Let's start a win and a cover from the Atlanta Falcons, 24-10. That one went under. Falcons looked pretty good. You go against Frank Reich in week one. You go against number one over all quarterbacks in week one. It was nice to see that Frank doesn't like field goals still. He could have went up 3-0 to start the game. Hey, let's build on top of that. No, let's go for it. Let's get it shoved up our asses. That's classic Frank Reich in there.
You know what was nice to see yesterday? Shane Steichen giving it to the fucking refs. Showing some passion.
In the Panthers and Falcons game?
No, in the Colts game, because Frank Reich would never fucking do that.
Okay, good.
Just stand on the sidelines like an asshole.
I didn't know where we were. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're 100% sweet. Right.
The Panthers did look okay early.
Oh, yeah, the defense is
obviously good. Frank fucked up the decision-making, but...
I think the defense is going to be fine over there. Bryce they always are.
Bryce is... Like, I was expecting Bryce and CJ to both really struggle, and, you know, obviously it wasn't
They didn't
all,
look terrible.
It
they
wasn't all sunshine and roses.
No.
They both, you know, held their...
What's
held
the name? Got two, I believe, from Bryce. Jesse Bates.
Jesse Bates.
Bijan.
Huge.
Bijan looked awesome.
Algier, still a dog. Yeah,
still a dog.
Sorry, fantasy people. Algier's going to get those gold walk pairs.
No Cordero. Sorry. They were fine.
Yeah. 24-10 under and a cover for the Falcons. Browns.
Five star.
Browns. Bengals.
Wow.
Browns. 24-3. We talked about it on the show. How
like week one, maybe just follow the trends.
Yes. The trends are that the Bengals struggle. In Cleveland, and but, also the Bengals have stunk in week one.
Then you look at the other AFC North with the trends. Like the AFC North was the graveyard of parlays yesterday.
There was another one that we will get to. That was a graveyard of the AFC North as a whole.
I can't believe I let
three quarters into what the 1 o'clock games looked pretty bad because the Browns offense didn't really pull away till late.
Yeah.
At that point, they looked like shit.
If you're a Browns fan, you should be very excited.
The Ravens were hanging around, letting the Texans hang around. The Steelers looked like dog shit.
Yep. The Bengals do have the just very logical, like trying deep balls on 3rd and 7 in the pouring rain and it's just falling incomplete. Like they're going to be okay.
Yeah. I assume they
will. I mean, they are, but it's like you don't have to start like this every fucking year.
True.
You know what I mean?
Did we have anything on this game?
No.
I was on the
no touch.
Huh?
I was on the Bengals.
I said that I wasn't going to play it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I wasn't going to play it, but I did put that into a teaser with a bunch of other games that actually did fucking it, and then that obviously wasn't it.
Jags win 31-21 over the Colts. That one could have went.
Jesus.
It was right there. This
is bullshit.
Minshew could have been a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
It was right there in front of our face.
You're right. The back door could have happened if you would have let me fucking finish, everyone who was on the Colts.
Nah, we were there. We were there, dude. We were there, dude.
Tony, I went to go fucking take a piss. They were up. They were literally up, winning the fucking game.
Let's be honest. You probably had to go take a piss because you were about 30 beers deep.
No.
I had zero fucking beers. I had a hot chocolate. It was fucking good. And then I had to go fucking pee. I had to go piss out my hot chocolate.
Rough Saturday night.
He had a hot cocoa and a nice Frank's.
Let me finish, though. This one, yes, the Colts easily could have backdoored. Also, couldn't have been an issue because of if Tank Bigsby realized he had a football in his hand and that was a fumble. Could have went either way. They ended up going to the Jaguars.
What do you?
I think the Colts are better than I thought they were.
Yes.
And I love Calvin Ridley.
I still don't. I'm still and not.
I love ETN.
I'm still not in on the Jags.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to be all year. They could be 13-3 and you're not going to be in on
the Jags. They won't.
The Jaguars receiving corps.
They're good. Not. They're good, not great. Like, they're going to win that division. Yeah.
Their offensive line.
But I just feel like you're going to get to the playoffs.
Was Christian Kirk there yesterday? Did he play?
He played.
He didn't do much.
He didn't do shit.
Him and Alec Pierce were kind of just running
around. Alec Pierce, doing some cardio. Not a good start to the season, preseason, or week.
I still think the Titans can get it done in the division.
The Titans were one of the most disappointing
the Colts
games.
Let's talk about that bullshit.
Colts should sign Kareem Hunt yesterday.
Okay. Saints 16-15.
I nuked the Titans, man. It was such a sweat.
Saints did turn into a five-star, or the Titans did turn into
Braves
a five-star.
Braves lost his nut somewhere and decided to kick that
field goal. Oh, man, the people. No. Man of the people. Were you on the Saints?
Don't do that.
Not on the show, but in...
We need to encourage coaches to kick field goals to cover spreads while they're losing.
On Sunday morning, hey, I'm going to put a fucking massive parlay together. Yeah, I was on the Saints. Tannehill looked like dog shit.
Dude. He looked really bad.
Looked real bad.
Yeah.
What about almost? Why was Levis inactive?
Because
he hurt.
He was hurt in the preseason.
Okay.
It felt like every time Tannehill was targeting Nuke, he almost got picked off.
I would.
He may have.
Tell you what, I know it's only the preseason. Give fucking Malik Willis.
I saw someone say, "How much worse could it be with Malik Willis?" We saw last year. I mean, he may have improved over.
They stopped.
They kind of took the ball out of his hands.
They passed like 9 attempts a game.
Yeah.
I don't think Vrabel likes. I was about to say Will Levis, not him. Sorry.
Malik Willis?
Yes. I don't think Vrabel really likes Malik Willis. If you listen to his interviews about him, he doesn't have anything positive to say. And when he played him, he just basically took the ball out of his
hands. Vrabes is going to make you earn those comments. That's just what Vrabes does. But Titans did get the cover on that. Fucking field goal.
Yeah.
That was an under as well. Bucks and Vikings.
You were on it, Tony.
You were on it, Tony.
I don't know if it was the right.
It was.
Side or
it was.
The Vikings. They just.
You know what though?
Bucks defense is better.
I gotta say this. Like, somebody tweeted yesterday. You're gonna know who I'm talking about. That. Fucking
can't wait.
Jefferson was sitting there mad at the end of the game. It's because
I did see that.
Guess what? It's not.
I don't know.
They fucking lost to the Bucks week one, dude. He's pissed off.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with his contract.
There is a history there, though, of every good wide receiver that they've ever had is left unhappy.
True.
Dude, you lose week one to the Bucks at home. It's not over a contract.
No, you're like, not sitting
there's on a no bench. Doubt in Jefferson's mind that he's going to get paid by the Vikings.
Correct.
You're not sitting on a bench.
And if you think there is, you're a doofus.
Yeah, that's the dumbest fucking.
What the fuck? Go. Why does my fucking mic always do that?
Agreed. He was mad about the loss.
Yeah. Like, fuck off. We don't need to. Just don't do
that. That one felt good, though. Niners and Steelers. That one was never a game.
I can't believe I let the Steelers preseason talk me off Niners.
I just want to say I'm going to stop looking at preseason as regular football and just that's never going to factor into
your eyes will deceive you.
Here's the one thing that carried over shocked me. Kenny, whoever was against, no matter what the coverage was, he didn't miss a throw at all. He missed all the throws on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was very, very accurate and then became very inaccurate, no matter if there was a clean pocket or not. Dudes were wide open. He was missing them. So that was weird.
You can't be super inaccurate with two gloves. It's terrible.
You got to be very accurate.
Yeah, you got to be so accurate.
Like, there was a touchdown he missed. There was, yeah, there was throws he missed that he should not have. That was what bothered me. Because the Niners are fine. You lose 37 to the Niners. I would have been fine with it if Kenny looked okay when he should have made throws that he should have made.
Yep. And that's the last time faded in the 49ers.
Yeah. And Deontay Johnson got hurt, which a lot of people say George Pickens is, he is, but Deontay is the number one on that team.
If Andrew Thomas, just to jump to injury stuff.
Yeah.
If Andrew Thomas is out and then Matt Peart, our backup tackle, is out, are we going to lose? Is the Giants going to lose the Cardinals?
I don't know. Next week, I don't even know who.
Feels like they do.
I don't know what the lines are yet, but I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the Bengals.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know about the Bengals.
I'm just getting scared because you look week three. We got the 49ers.
Ugh, good luck, my friend.
Yeah, we're back on the 49ers.
Could be 0-3.
I'd like to declare week one 49ers best team in football.
They were.
I would like to say I was wrong saying that Brock Purdy needed to prove it. He did prove it all last year in the postseason, and I feel like a big dumb dipshit on Sunday watching him sling the pill around and look like baseball.
Debo looked good, too.
Yeah, Ayuk was a fucking dog. They have weapons all over the field. Yeah, that was on me. Sorry.
Yeah, they're
big of you, man.
Yeah, look at me, hero.
They're unbelievable.
Commanders and Cardinals. I had the team total under 15.5. Sam Howell decided to, hey, fucking take this ball defense. You score right here before half.
You see that
score guy? 16 total. Cardinals fought.
They're frisky.
They had the fire in their gut.
Looking frisky.
They did have fire in the gut. Yep.
I don't know if they took a bus or.
I don't think either of these teams are very good.
No.
Sam Howell looked like dog shit to start that game. To be honest.
There were some bad plays. There was some good. He looked like it was his first start in.
Of a just game. Remember that we live in a world where 85% of the money in the country was on the Manders -7.
Okay. What is your point?
Vegas has those shiny chandeliers.
Yeah, Vegas got taken out back when we talk about college football.
Later. Yeah, but let's just remember, like, there's no reason to ever lay 7 points with the Commanders week one.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah. Ever.
I'm so sick of the sharp, the fake sharp guy with his hair up, sticking up all pointy, talking about how he just needs to take Nebraska +3. Like, you don't.
No.
You actually fucking don't.
That was the last time Colorado will be free money. Actually, Colorado -21.
Yeah.
Are you taking him?
Oh, yeah.
Colorado State's so bad.
I'm saying all that, but I might be on Colorado State.
We'll see.
You're the sharp.
Packers.
Just getting a little.
That was a POD.
Yeah.
Packers were play of the week, actually. Very glad it came through. Shout out to that trend. 26% trend was in play for the Bears. Something to keep an eye on in the 2, 3, and 4. It's a week 1 through 4 trend.
Okay.
Bears stink.
Yeah, they do. I took nothing away from Raiders and Broncos.
Jimmy G wins ball games. That's just what he does.
Him and Devontae looked fine.
Yep.
Devontae Adams.
They couldn't run the ball for shit.
I had to walk the dog, and I thought we were setting up for a nice Russ down 8. Lead down the field, have a 2-point conversion attempt with zeros on the clock. So I was kind of bummed we got robbed of that.
Ah, Jimmy fucking iced it. Nice run.
There. Yeah, he did.
Jimmy Winner.
I loved
it. He did throw a bad interception.
Oh, yeah.
Which is right, also Jimmy.
Yeah, that's Jimmy.
He's going to do
classic, just throw the ball away and just take that.
Yeah, he's going to do both.
He should try to open the second half with an interception.
Yeah, just get it out of the way.
Flush it.
I did take something away from Eagles Patriots, and I think I like the Patriots moving forward. Their defense was very, very good. Eagles defense is really good, and I like the Patriots coming away from that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also wouldn't worry too much about the Eagles offense. I know that Sirianni.
No, Patriots is a good defense.
Yeah, I was saying that stuff about the preseason. Like they'll find ways to get DeAndre Swift and those guys involved.
I don't know. I think it's weird how they have, there's no starting running back, and that, like, obviously Boobie Miles was the starting running back. He was a feature back last year. I think that was a really big part of the offense that is just kind of getting overlooked now. You can't, yeah, you can use a stable of running backs, but I mean, we also saw at the Colts game they were trying to do that, and they never really established a true running game.
Yeah, but the Colts don't have any good running
backs. Did Rashad Penny even go?
I don't think he did.
No.
I saw Gainwell go.
Yeah, Gainwell.
Gainwell can still
burn. Gainwell
can still burn. Game of the day, fucking Dolphins, Chargers. Tua was unbelievable. Tyreek Hill was unbelievable.
So sick.
I know this is so stupid to say. Because they won the Super Bowl without him. I still think the Chiefs shouldn't have fucking got rid of Tyreek
Hill. No shit.
He's so good.
It is pretty jarring watching Kadarius Toney drop the game away and then...
But they won Super Bowl. Toss doesn't matter.
Tyreek Hill.
I just don't know what you do, and like people are like, oh, double him. It's like, man.
You have to. You have no...
Waddle went for 75 yesterday, like quietly.
That little,
like, I didn't even notice it.
That little motion out of the slot play where he gets going before the ball even snaps.
That's unfair.
Like, Dude, what's his name? Didn't he like...
That's fine. Make Waddle beat you though.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean...
And fucking don't get me started on Agent Zero.
And don't cover Tyreek Hill with someone
who's
wearing 43.
I like Berrios on that team, too. I think he's a good addition. He made two big catches yesterday.
Late.
Oh, yeah. Like, good catches. I don't know about the jump ball to him in the end zone. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know about that. I think that was PI also, to be honest.
Yeah, I think both those teams are going to be fine.
I was glad Vic finally brought the heat at the end of the game. I was waiting.
Both those offenses are so good.
Bradley Chubb, come on, lad. We need you.
He'll get there.
Will he?
The game that ruined every single leg of my entire life yesterday. Thought about cashing out after the ones because it was the only game I had left. But I said, why would I do that? Seahawks, Rams, why would I do that?
Oh, no.
And the Rams fucking put it on them.
Yeah. What
the fuck was that?
I'm not going to, every time Michael Lombardi says something, I'm just going to write it down and view it as gospel because nobody fucking thought
that.
He had a good week one.
Even the first half, the Seahawks pretty much
had it. Seahawks are now, I believe, 3-7 in their last 10. That's not against the spread. That is straight up.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you hear Geno Smith say, oh shit, when he, Aaron Donald?
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. Good.
I mean, good for staff affection out there slinging the pill.
Yeah, good for the Rams. I'm sure it'll last.
Fucking BYU great Puka Nacua.
Yeah, I got some dog.
Way to go.
And then Cowboys put it on the Giants 40-0.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was a hilarious game, honestly.
That was, Giants started great first drive. Terrible snap.
It was a great start of the first drive with 8 straight run plays, and then we went false start, botched snap, blocked field goal.
Yep.
It was a comedy of errors. It was one of the worst games in Giants history. Technically speaking, statistically speaking, it was the worst week one game in Giants history. You were going into the year, you know, optimistic about a fiery wild card win over the Vikings, hoping that we could show that we've closed the gap to the Cowboys and Eagles. And if anything, it just showed that the gap somehow got bigger. Evan Neal got worse through the offseason, and Dexter Lawrence just got better.
Not Dexter.
DeMarcus.
I got it confused.
I was talking to you yesterday, and you said to have a heart attack on this fine Sunday night. And I told you, season's over. Nothing matters.
Yeah, so maybe it was your fault.
Could have been my
That was before fault. Kickoff.
I hate football season. It's the worst.
That was miserable. Very, very miserable.
I set myself up for this season by not getting like jacked up.
I even put cute little same game parlays.
Optimism's the
worst. Like, I kind of was like, okay, like,
don't just be optimistic about anything ever.
But now, after watching what I watched on Sunday,
I was so optimistic. I was so optimistic.
I also think I might just stop being a fan of things because Saturdays are. I'm not a fan of the college football team. Obviously, fucking go Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
They were holding tight against the Mountaineers until the rain delay ruined it.
Yeah. I'm about sick of like.
But Saturdays are great. Sundays are the worst. So maybe I just drop fanhood.
You bounce back against the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, you already don't bet it.
Is that Monday night?
True.
You guys Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Two games Monday night, I believe.
I'm about sick of like Ole Miss covering against Tulane and Oregon covering. About sick of it.
Were you on Tulane?
I was on Tulane.
Even when Michael Pratt was named at?
I bet it before that. I actually had alternate spread 10.5. So it was about as bad.
They held tight for a while.
Yeah, it was about as bad of a beat as Oregon was.
Let's roll through that. Texas Alabama was an awesome game. Was it awesome on TV too?
Oh yeah.
It was really good.
It was. Bama, I think, is going to be fine.
I know Milroe missed some short passes, but I love watching him play.
He's really good at throwing the deep ball, and he's really good at running. So.
Yeah, the intermediate stuff, though, it's so brutal.
Imagine if Quinn Ewers was still at Ohio State.
Yeah, that'd be good for them.
I can't believe how no Bama receiver didn't run for ball. Alabama has, no. like...
Great. Like, that was my... They
started the game off well, and it felt like they were going to wear them down, and then they just didn't.
No.
Like, Texas feels like Texas.
That was an impressive win.
Big boys over Texas.
Yeah, and tell you what, those wideouts on the field, they look awesome.
Yeah.
Especially Mitchell. AD looks so cool on the field.
Yeah, we should have known. Arch Manning ain't going to no losing proposition.
Hell yeah. What else? Let's roll. Yeah, Ohio State only won by 28 against Youngstown State. I assume that's not a cover.
No.
No.
USC put on Stanford. No,
it is Tressel, though, right?
Huh?
Is Tressel at Youngstown?
Yeah, I think so.
Jim Tressel.
No, I believe he's like. I think he's the director of fucking.
Yeah, so
might be Bo Pelini at Youngstown State, if I'm not mistaken. To be honest,
but Tressel's in the lab all year on that one.
Notre Dame pulled away. That was a pretty impressive outing against NC State. That one was delayed 7,000 times.
Oh man,
that was so fucking annoying.
I forgot all about that. The Purdue sweat going until 8:45.
There's a lot of those.
Such a nightmare. Such a nightmare. And the second half was like watching paint dry. It's like, why'd you guys even come back out? Just pack up and go back to Purdue.
Utah needs to get Cam Rising back because that was ugly against Baylor.
Jeez. They still covered, though.
Rest in peace, and God bless to your soul if you were on Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Oregon was right side.
Oregon scored 20 fourth quarter points. One of those being a...
You can't right side Oregon.
No, you cannot right side Oregon.
Yeah, well, laying 6.5 in Lubbock, you got it.
I don't know if I could give you right side of Oregon.
That's fine.
They should probably lost that game, to be honest with you.
It was never worried. Pac-12 started 19-0, never forget. Mark it down.
Literally at the spread, like 17-2.
I was on the wrong side of K-State and Troy. That was a late cover by K-State that was not great there. North Carolina, App State knows how to play North Carolina.
I'm so mad. If I had a time machine, I would have gone back and put $1 million on App State plus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The U's might be back.
Oh, wait. Talking about Utah, the cover on Utah was the funniest fucking thing ever.
Which part?
Utah? Utah, the 7. When that kid was trying to not fucking go into the end zone and then Baylor just pushed his ass in. That was awesome.
That was always going to happen.
The U,
fucking big win.
Yeah.
They dominated too.
Yep. That's Washington another State like.
Dominated kind that, of with Wisconsin.
Iowa.
That's another. I need everyone to stop piling on a road favorite as the sharpest favorite on the planet every week.
Football. SMU didn't cover by a point against Oklahoma. Oklahoma's defense actually looked really good in that one.
Kansas Friday night. I mean,
that was awesome.
Better of the year, probably.
Oh.
Probably better of the year.
Watch out for the Jayhawks.
That was so fun.
Probably better of the year.
Watch out for the Jayhawks. It was overall fucking very entertaining weekend.
UConn. What the fuck was that? UCF won barely
on the weekend.
Fordham beat Buffalo 40-37. Shout out the Rams.
Houston -9.5 lost outright. Rutgers covered naturally 36-7.
Obviously Northwestern. UTEP against the Big Ten team. I mean,
yeah, we went too far there.
Yeah,
a bridge too far.
Hey, you were on the right side of history, go
for 1 week.
Just so we keep track of things, this I was. 10-12 this week.
For both?
Combined, yeah.
Let's go.
College was 10-8, and then yesterday was 3-4.
There you go.
NFL.
I was 6-3 in college and 5-4 in the NFL.
Huh. I passed away last night.
All right.
Who was the biggest disappointment yesterday, you'd say?
Giants. How can you get worse than that?
Bengals, I'd say, is right there.
Probably.
But that game, there was so much rain and shit. Like, that was just a shithole game.
Don't care.
There's a bunch of rain in this game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys have a running game, and you guys start...
I mean, it's definitely the Bengals, the
Steelers. I throw the Seahawks in the mix.
Bengals, the Steelers, Giants, and for me, it was the Seahawks.
Yep.
Giants definitely the most embarrassing loss.
I hate to break it to everybody, but Niners minus 7. Mark it down.
Right. Who they have?
At the Rams.
Oh. That's all it is?
Play of the fucking... year, dude.
That's all it is?
They're going to bum rush Matthew Stafford.
Let's go.
That's not a real line.
That is what it is. And it was going the other way.
Yes.
It was minus 105.
Bruce is sitting here staring at me like he's going to be on the Rams.
No. I'm just thinking about it, envisioning it.
Okay. Let's go to tonight. We're in the Meadowlands.
We are.
Bills, Jets. 2 is your number. What is our total tonight? 44.5.
Seems low, don't it? Mm.
2 pretty good defenses. I mean, the offenses are good too.
Micah Hyde in?
I hope so.
He was on the latest injury report that I saw.
Let's see here.
Niners are up to minus 8. My apologies. Probably be 10 by the weekend.
It probably will be 10 by the weekend. Micah Hyde. He was, yeah, I think he's all right. Yeah, he's off the injury report.
Let's go.
Okay, good to know. for some reason in my head, I just can't get Bills week 1 out of my mind from last year. I also can't get out of my head that they lost to the Jets last year with a much worse Jets team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one tonight, but it's Monday Night Football, so I'm going to make a pick. As we have to.
Thank you, Tony. You fucking hero.
I'll just take Bills money line.
Yeah, give me the Buffalo Bills on the money line,
please.
I all week was on the Buffalo Bills, and then I started to get the universe thoughts where the Giants lose 40-0 at MetLife, and then now the Jets are plus 2.5. They have to win for the city of New York.
Save the city.
On 9/11.
Is it save the city bet?
But no, I'm sticking with it, rolling with you guys.
Wow.
I'm on the Bills money line, and I don't bet totals, but this thing's going under the 44.5.
Okay. Let's go. I'm going to lone wolf this one. New York Jets money line. The only reasoning that I have behind this is I'm throwing out last year. It's a completely new year. I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to lose his first game as a Jet at home, personally. So I'm betting on Aaron Rodgers to win the game. Let's go. Jets money line plus 114. And I also got 2 anytime touchdown scores that I absolutely love.
Okay.
At about plus 250. It depends on which book you get them at. Alan Lazard, who obviously is coming over from the Packers, I think in the red zone and on big like third down, stuff like that. Rodgers is going to be looking for his boy. And then Gabe Davis is just a lightning rod, and he's plus 250 to score. So I'm also taking that.
I like the Gabe Davis.
Not bad.
Love Gabe Davis.
I had such a cheeky flyer on Daniel Bellinger to score. I had so many like cute little same game parlays cooked up.
Oh, there's
you had to do it, didn't you? Good breaking news. Cam Hayward's supposed to miss multiple weeks.
Josh Allen being plus 185 to score a touchdown. Dalvin Cook's fucking plus 135.
Wow. I'm scared.
You guys want to get your fucking baseball picks in?
I actually just a quick thought. I think Rodgers' pass yards total is like 233.5. That's way too high.
Too high?
Yeah. He throws for 180 on 18 for 22 like 80% of the time. He hasn't thrown for 250 in like, you know, maybe 1 out of the last 8.
I'd like to see a big fuck you game from the Bills if you want to keep your stranglehold on the AFC East.
I agree.
You storm into New York and you take their pride tonight.
Hell yeah, brother. Anything else on that game?
No, that's great.
Now would you like to do your baseball?
All first 5, Orioles money line, Braves money line, Rangers plus a half, Rays money line, Brewers money line, Cubs money line, Giants money line.
I like the Astros laying 1.5 with the A's in Houston.
Okay. Are they still good?
Yes. Framber Valdez is on the bump off of a great start. The Astros are 18-0.
That's pretty good.
In his next start.
That's a good stat.
No footy.
No.
U.S. Open's over. Tennis season's over. What are you
trying? We got Ryder Cup.
Of tennis?
No, of golf.
Yeah, I said tennis is over.
Yeah, no, I just started thinking of the other sports.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, we're going to be on Ryder
Cup. And we got the Liberty Biberty taking home the WNBA championship in a matter of days.
Are you going to bet on that?
I think they're like minus 150, but yeah.
Okay. I still have that awesome ticket of them or the Aces to win it all.
That is great because they sent out a push notification. Like the inevitable collision course of the Aces and the Liberty.
Yeah, I'm just riding that.
What if they lose, though? Like, when has there ever been an inevitable collision course of two basketball teams?
Every year in the WNBA.
We also got Navy and Memphis on Thursday.
Oh, Liberty plus 145. Aces are your favorite.
Oh, yeah, Memphis is fucking pretty good this year, I think.
Aces have been favored usually for most of the year, I thought. Unless that flipped.
Thought it may have.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be back and we will break down Monday night game. And then we'll fucking look ahead. Week two and week three of post football.
Hey, Tony.
I didn't say that we were fucking done. All right. It better be a fucking good one, okay?
We're not fucking done.
Mitt.
Hey, Tony, I have something for you.
Sure.
Tony, going in this game tonight, we gotta have confidence. Because when you have confidence, you can have a lot of fun. And when you have a lot of fun, you can do amazing things. Great New York Jet, Broadway fucking Joe Namath.
Very topical.
Joe Namath.
By the way, has his fastball still.
Oh, yeah. That dude's awesome.
I could probably still sling it.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Wearing the tarp.
Did you see? Yeah, tarp with shorts and high socks.
Oh,
yeah.
That belt's sick. Shoes sick. He actually has so much swag.
Yeah.
Broadway Joe, baby.
That's Broadway Joe, and he had a sweet Super Bowl ring on.
Hell, yeah.
Which I got into a big fight with people about, but that's for another day.
It's their one and only.
Yeah, he's Broadway fucking Joe.
Yeah, he is. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Damn. Ah.